cliffcentral.com.
All right. Remember that? That's Kanye West and Good Morning. This was before he met Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, and?
Well, I'm just saying it was before he became part of that power couple. You know, he was still Kanye West. And she was still... I don't think anyone knew who she was when this came out.
No, they did.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, maybe one or two people in Hollywood, but not a lot. All righty. So there are two beautiful young ladies who are from Pretoria who absolutely love cooking, but their gimmick is that they're twins. See, everybody has to have a thing. You know, Gordon Ramsay's the swearing.
The angry.
Heston Blumenthal is the chemistry.
He is insane, though.
Right. Some of them it's because they're fat. Some of them it's because they make dishes that only they can make.
Well, okay, what's Jamie Oliver's thing then?
The speech impediments.
Oh, how about you?
Isn't that his thing? Speech impediments and helping children to eat healthy school food.
I think maybe something that was like his thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, these guys have a company called With Love from the Twins, but we're going to first find out about cooking and about how they became the twin chefs. So, ladies and gentlemen, Lebo and Tebo, isn't that kind of your parents to call you both names that were so similar except for one letter? Lebo and Tebo, when they came in, I asked who was who. But because this is radio, it doesn't matter to you who's talking. You're just going to have to accept whatever they say and assume that it's the one that you think it is. So, how are you, ladies?
We're good, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having us.
Wow, what a pleasure. All right, so Lebo, you were the first one I met this morning by about a second and a half.
I'm twin one.
You're the first born. No, oh, you're the elder one.
We don't know who the oldest one is.
You don't know?
I'm just twin one. My mom never told us.
Oh, is she keeping that a secret?
Yeah. Apparently she doesn't know.
Well, she wasn't paying attention.
You know, maybe
I think she was out.
Maybe she was heavily medicated.
What, was she reading a book?
It's a bit of a stressful time in that moment, you know?
She was watching TV.
maybe she doesn't want to tell us. I don't know. Yeah.
All right, now listen. First of all, I know that twins often have a very special connection. I know that twins sometimes end up being similar in terms of their career choice, but it is a very rare thing that you should both be absolutely in love with cooking and you should both want to be chefs. There wasn't one of you who decided when the other one first came up with the idea of being a chef, oh, well, that's the last thing I want to be. Whose idea was this and how the hell did this happen?
It was a coincidence, you promise. We were choosing, you know, like in grade 10, you have to pick subjects,
yeah,
and then
extra subject.
You have to pick an extra subject. So we did it separately. We choose your science and your maths, and we needed a fun subject to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I chose hospitality. She did the same. And at the end of the day, I was like, hey, what's your extra subject? It was the same thing.
That's how it happened.
That connection thing then is definitely true.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You were reading each other's minds, man. Stop lying to us.
Yes, we do have twin telepathy.
Now, would you like eventually to have your own restaurant and sort of run your own?
I think we're slowly building towards that.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
It's expensive business, though, to start,
right?
It is. Right?
So we do pop-up restaurants. So it's like a restaurant for one day.
Hmm.
It's like having a baby and then giving their baby back at the end of the day. Like, you don't get to keep the baby and be responsible. So that's what
that's
we do
the system
moment.
Mabali's trying to get into. Oh. So she can experience what it's like to be a mom, but she doesn't have to stick around.
No, that's what nieces and nephews are for. Hand them over at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So what kind of stuff do you guys like to cook?
Oh, we cook everything. Gosh. We cook everything. I think our favorite cuisine has to be Asian.
Yeah.
Asian food. But we cook everything. We
what
don't
kind
realize.
Of Asian? Because there's what? There's noodles and soups and sushis and...
I think we like Thai curries.
Ooh, yeah. Nice.
Yes, that's
God,
that's
what
we
nice.
Do.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what? You just made me hungry. I wish I hadn't invited you here. All right,
now, you did mention that some of the chefs, you know, are a little bit on the heavy side.
No, these two.
I've always assumed that, you know, if you're going to be involved in cooking food and it's good, delicious, rich food, then how do you manage to, you know, keep things under control?
Weight wise, yeah. How do you stop yourself from eating all your favorite food when you're making great food that other people want?
we're just disciplined. And we're very health conscious also. And we just body conscious.
I think
conscious
if you cook for yourself, you see what goes into the food.
Mm-hmm.
And so you control what you put into your body.
Yeah, so you just have to remember to be aware of it,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what would be on the menu if Mubs and I had to book a dinner for 12? What kinds of options would we have? You mentioned Asian food, but you'd have this restaurant you want to eventually build. Would it be, you know, normal commercial place where you can get everything? Or do you want to focus in on a certain area?
Oh, wow. I think our pop-up restaurants help us with that because you always have different themes. So we've had one pop-up where it was just a high tea. So it's just like pastries and stuff. And we had a champagne breakfast, which was breakfast stuff. And then we had a heritage day. It was like South African food.
So you're experimenting. You're getting to do a bit of everything. That's so cool. So with a pop-up restaurant, do you have to make a kitchen like in a tent, basically?
No, we use real restaurants
or guest houses or whatever we can use that will be conducive for us.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Could people hire you?
Definitely.
So have you done any high-profile events? Like you've done this for an embassy or you did this for a private party? Or
not yet. We've done top billing once.
Oh.
Yeah. So that was really, really cool.
Yeah, and we've done a conference for international students. And yeah, otherwise we just do pop-up restaurant.
So with top billing, who tested the food?
Azania.
Oh, Azza. All right. Well, we like her, so that's good. Also, a very beautiful woman.
Yes.
So, I mean, the three of you on one show, people must have exploded in front of their televisions.
Thank you.
All right. So when you do these pop-up restaurants, I would imagine that this is quite a new thing because they didn't exist before.
Yes.
This is a novel idea. Mm-hmm. And in some ways, you want to keep up a little bit of variety, right?
Yes.
So maybe if you had a restaurant, you'd change it every third day.
Yeah.
Do something different.
Some people are not bored because you don't want people coming to a restaurant eating the same food.
Yeah.
So you want to keep it exciting by changing it up all the time.
Mubs, what's on the menu for you? What do you want? What do you want them to make for you?
Oh, for me?
Yeah.
Well, I'm crazy about seafood. So give me prawns, give me langoustines, give me any of that stuff, and then I'm good to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Noted.
Ooh, crab. I've never had crab.
Oh, really?
I've always wanted to have crab.
Okay.
With some really?
Burnt butter
yes.
sauce and
this
some
but like in
can
well
I just say this
not in like a sushi roll, like I want the full beast still with its pincers in place.
This is why
and I must crack the shell and I want all of that.
This is why you get the squirts so often.
No.
You don't look after yourself.
I just have a very weak immune system.
You put terrible things into your body, like the shell of a crab. What's wrong with you?
Crab and lobster. That's what I want to have.
How did this happen? Was your mom big on cooking? Did she put this love into you? I mean, I know you chose your subject. You've told us that story. But where does it come from in terms of your family?
I think my mom always loved cooking and we're always those kids that were always in the kitchen with her, bothering her and trying to cook with her. But then I think it came from the both of us. We just loved cooking so much. We just decided to make it our career.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
A lot of the chef world has to do with personality, though. So how are your personalities different? Like what does Lebo bring? What does Tebo bring? What's going on there?
Wow. So normally chefs are known to be very mean.
Yeah.
And we've experienced that. They're literally like Gordon Ramsay.
They chase people around the kitchen.
Yes, and they throw you with a plate. And you have to be quick enough to catch it so it doesn't hit your face. My sisters are very soft.
Uh-huh.
We like the friendly chefs. The not so intimidating chefs, because some chefs are so scary that you're so afraid to learn from them. But my sister and I are like good teachers because we're just so gentle.
All right. Yeah. I like the sound of that. Mm-hmm. That makes it, to me, that is an appealing thing. What about some sexy outfits? I mean, you know, chefs always wear those dowdy. You two could pull them off. You could look good in sexy outfits in the kitchen. Why do the chefs always look like they're working in a warehouse?
Oh, my goodness. And those ugly shoes.
They do wear ugly shoes. Is that just because they're on their feet the whole day, so they need something that
they're
as comfortable
quite
as possible?
Comfortable.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
very comfortable.
So if a knife falls on your toes, nothing happens. But then it doesn't look attractive.
Yeah.
So most of the
that
clothes
why
are
they wear the knife. Yes. I had no idea.
Yeah.
All right. Have you ever had a kitchen injury?
Oh my gosh! All the time. She almost lost a thumb.
Yeah. I was.
Slicing
a vegetable on a running machine.
Uh-oh.
And it didn't have a protective thing. So I was like busy slicing and my thumb almost came off.
I just went cold.
Jeez. Yeah. I got over it very quickly, though. Chefs are very tough.
Yeah, you get used to it.
To the point where nothing burns us anymore.
Yeah, I'm useless in the kitchen. I'm not even going to talk about what I can and can't do.
Well, you can cut tomatoes and avocado.
Tomatoes, avocados.
And then he calls that a salad.
I call it a salad.
Okay. Yeah, that's what he...
But it is a good salad.
It is a simple
salad. Do you make
salad.
Your own dressing?
Look at how diplomatic it is. It is
kind of a salad. No, they're very gentle, they are.
All right. And I can tell you are the friendly chefs.
Yes.
All right, you two. I can't wait for you to have your own restaurant.
Oh, thank you so much. Because I think we can all come along.
And now you've had these love from the twins pop-up restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else that we need to know about you?
Well, we have another pop-up coming up on the 18th of February. It's a cheesy Valentine's dinner. So it's the first one for the year.
It is that time.
It's for the singles and the not so singles. So everybody's welcome. And yeah.
If you want to go along and find out more, withlovefromthetwins.com.
Yes.
Very nice. That's withlovefromthetwins.com, one word. And you'll be able to find out all you need to know about Lebo and Tebo. And thank you so much, ladies, for coming
and spending some time with us.
What a pleasure. And you're from Pretoria, my hometown. So, yes. Of course, I'm going to support you.
Thank you.
We'll see when pop-up restaurants come around my area, then I'll pop up myself.
Oh, okay. Awesome. That'll be awesome. Thank you.
I just don't leave the house, so it'll have to be in my driveway.
We can make that happen.
We can do anything. Very good. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Thank you. CliffCentral.com.